The Mendelssohn Club Choir is mounting its biggest ever production later this month with the premiere of Anthracite Fields, a new piece by cutting-edge composer Julia Wolf, who is exploring coal mining culture in her Pennsylvania roots. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns met with her inside a coal mine.
The No. 9 coal mine in Lansford, PA near Allentown remains much as it was in the 1970s when it ceased operation. Our journey began with a 10-minute train ride into the center of a mountain.
So how does this translate into music?
Low and rumbly.
With that as a foundation, the Mendelssohn Club sings the names of miners who have suffered accidents. Though mostly known as an experimental minimalist and founding member of New York City's Bang on a Can Composer Collective, Julia Wolf found herself musicalizing labor activist John L. Lewis and, in another movement, meditating on the Breaker Boys, kids not old enough to go into the mines. Their above-ground drudgery was picking shale out of the rocks without gloves and soon without fingernails, often joined by oldsters unable to handle heavy work but not eligible for pension.
Twice a boy, once a man, catch me if you can. You know, it's a line that kept coming up, this cycle of being a boy and then returning to where you were when you're an older man.
Death is a matter-of-fact part of this underground landscape. Our tour guide, David Kuchta, went off script at one point, mentioning his grandfather, who was in the wrong place when an underground steam engine broke down.
Well, it's like an airway. He should have went to the airway and moved out to the next neighboring chute. But he didn't. He went to come down here to chew the hell out of the engineer that was parked underneath, but he didn't realize he broke down, and he died from asphyxiation.
Longtime Mendelssohn Club director Alan Harler is the son of an Illinois surface miner. His family knew the limbo of long strikes and the possibility of black lung.
My father was a coal miner, so I feel all of this rather intensely. John L. Lewis was God in our house. So I'm personally very attached to the ideas in the piece.
The hour-long piece is a complete production. Leah Stein is choreographing. The Episcopal Cathedral will be candlelit. Hardly a traditional Kimmel Center-style concert, says Janelle McCoy, Mendelssohn Club Executive Director.
But when you can, create and develop a project of this magnitude and then put that in an intimate space and make it a site-specific work and provide that experience for the public, I think there's a greater value there.
The piece stands to get bigger. After its current run of performances, which also include the New York Philharmonic Biennial at the end of May, Wolf would love to add a good 20 minutes, starting with the Rats. They knew when something was about to cave in, and their departure was a cue for miners to get out fast.
Because I would love to do the Rats. I didn't do the Rats. Really wanted to do a Rat movement, but didn't get to it. And the boys were friendly with the Rats. I mean, they had this relationship, saving crusts of bread with the Rats.
At the moment, Harler and his Mendelssohn Club are still probing the enigmatic moments of what she's written so far.
The whole piece, the fifth movement, also ends with this haunting D minor whistling. What is that?
It's the difference between a documentary and art.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.